Now, here's a clear form that Ida Yardeni did for us of the inscription itself. And you can tell it's reasonably carefully carved, but the pay, for example, a couple of the letters are extended because the limestone was so porous that it was difficult to carve this without the letters being broken altogether. But nonetheless, there is the inscription. It's very clearly first century Aramaic, and Ida Yardeni is the leading epigrapher in all of Jerusalem. An epigrapher is an expert in the ancient scripts, and she believes this is an absolutely genuine inscription and did indeed refer to James, the brother of Jesus. Next slide. We're just going to skip this one. Next one. Okay, let's go to the second slide set. Now, what I want to do now, because all of that has been on the public record for some time now, is I want to bring you up to speed about the Talpiot tomb and the claims that were made in the Discovery Channel special last Easter and are being made again. There was a conference in Jerusalem just last month, and the conference was set up by none other than Dr. Jim Charlesworth, United Methodist minister ordained in the Western North Carolina Conference, presently a professor of New Testament and archaeology and manuscripts at Princeton. And it was also involving Dr. James Tabor of UNC Charlotte. So this has probably been in the Charlotte Observer, but some aspects of it you may not have heard about. Have we got the second slide set? Okay, thank you very much. Now, the January 08 conference in Jerusalem was attended by some 50 scholars. Some of them, specifically Dr. Tabor, have called for a reopening of the discussion of the Talpiot tomb and an actual reopening of the tomb itself to see what else could be found. Next slide. Here again is the Talpiot tomb. Now, this is what I want you to notice about this. This is a decorative entrance to a tomb. You see the triangle with the circle in it? This is a very common motif in ancient Osligium practice. It's very common in early Judaism. Sometimes you'll even see it on an ossuary, but you certainly see it in a decorative entrance to a tomb. Now, in the Discovery Channel documentary, we were told that Jesus was reinterred in this tomb. Now, there are lots of problems with this theory, lots of flies in that ointment, not the least of which is that Jesus was not a wealthy person. And this is indeed a wealthy person's tomb, not the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, which was within sight of the old city walls of Jerusalem. The Talpiot tomb is some 3.5 miles outside of town, heading towards Bethlehem. Next slide. Now, just a brief review about the so-called Jesus tomb, the Talpiot tomb. It was excavated in 1980 by Amos Cloner, Joseph Gott, Josias, whom I had another email from today about this very matter, and with help from Shimon Gibson. These were the four who were the chief or principal first persons who excavated the tomb in 1980, and they said on the public record, and are still saying, this tomb has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Jesus of Nazareth or his family at all. Second, again, the tomb is over 3 miles outside of Old Jerusalem in East Talpiot. You have to ask, why, if he had already been interred in a very nice tomb, right there in the shadow of the Temple Mount of Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, why exactly would he be moved to somewhere out of town? Note, as I said, the decorative entrance, that's important. Next slide. Now, a considerable array of ossuaries were found in the Talpiot tomb, 10 to be exact, and nobody is arguing that they aren't early Jewish ossuaries. The question comes in regard to the interpretation of the inscriptions on the 10 ossuaries that were found. Now, 9 of the ossuaries in the Talpiot tomb did indeed have inscriptions on them. 1 was blank and therefore falls out of any interest. The original archaeologists and the interpreters of the scripts, the epigraphers, all found no reason to think these inscriptions and this tomb had anything to do with Jesus and his burial or his family. There is one exception to that. One of the archaeologists wondered if there might be a connection. That's it. Next slide. Now, here is the statement from January last month of the archaeologists and epigraphers after the 08 Jerusalem conference about the Talpiot tomb. Here is what they say. Following the media's portrayal, scholars present at the symposium accused Simcha Jakubowicz, he's the one who made the docudrama, and James Cameron for misleading the media in claiming the symposium reopened the theory as viable, that is, the theory that the Talpiot tomb was where Jesus' bones were. Several scholars, including significantly all of the archaeologists and epigraphers at this conference, who had delivered papers at the symposium, issued an open letter of complaint at misrepresentation, saying that Jakubowicz and Cameron's claims of support from the symposium are nothing further from the truth. Here is the list of scholars who signed the open letter: Jody Magnus, archaeologist who is on the faculty of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Professor Eric Myers, Duke University, and then a whole host of other scholars, including, importantly, Joe Zias from the Science and Antiquity Group in Jerusalem. Now, you will notice that there is a name that's not protesting that, and that would be Dr. James Tabor, who continues to cling to the eccentric theory that this tomb has something to do with Jesus. Joseph Zias is the senior curator for the Israeli Antiquities Authorities and had been for many, many years. And he is very clear that there has been some chicanery going on here. James Tabor, before the symposium, as proof of outside intervention by Simcha and Tabor in order to distort the agenda and skew the proceedings, sent out memos to the media telling what the outcome of the conference was before there was a resolution of the conference, in order to steer the media, and it was duly reported in the Jerusalem Post and by CNN and others that the scholars were now reopening this theory. That's actually not the case. So we have a problem here. This is not just a scholarly discussion or debate. We have a problem of scholarly ethics here as well here. Next slide. Jim Charlesworth, an ordained UMC minister of the Western North Carolina Conference, is reported in the Jerusalem Post as saying that he will try to get the permits to reopen the tomb in East Talpiot and so reopen a controversy most scholars think is hype without substance, including Eric Myers of Duke, lifelong archaeologist and certainly one of the leading archaeologists in the world, and Jody Magnus of Chapel Hill. This may not be allowed. Even if Jim tries to do this, he may not be given the permits because of this reason. To Orthodox Jews, poking around in somebody's grave is desecrating a tomb. Okay? So there are Jews in Jerusalem who would absolutely not agree to this. And since this graveyard is underneath a Jewish Orthodox settlement in East Jerusalem, it seems unlikely to happen. There's another reason. This tomb, sometime perhaps in the Middle Ages, was used as a geniza. Now, what's that? This is a sort of dumping place for sacred texts which you could not destroy but could no longer use. It was a storage place for worn-out sacred texts. So in addition to the ossuaries that were found in this tomb, much later manuscripts of Midrash and Torah were found in this tomb. That also made it a very sacred place, so I don't know that there's going to be any more done to reopen this tomb. Next slide.